I would like this evening to address just a few remarks to parents about some of the things that your children have to face in the living of life that maybe we didn't have to when we were younger. Some years ago, not too many, 5 or 6 perhaps, I was in the coffee shop of a hotel in Hartford, Connecticut after having given a talk the night before. I was about ready to go to the airport. And I read this letter in the paper. It was a letter to Ann Landers. I'd like to read it to you. Dear Ann Landers, I am writing this letter to turn on a light in the heads of parents who are living in the dark. I've discussed this with my friends and can tell you there are plenty of them out there, parents living in the dark. I am a 17-year-old high school senior, an honor student, active in student government and sports. I come from an upper middle class family. I am the youngest child and the only girl. It bugs me that my parents think I am an innocent child and they treat me like one. The truth is, parents today don't have any idea what their teenagers are really like and how much stress they are forced to deal with in their daily lives. In my own circle of friends, these kids are all considered decent, not trash. 2 girls have had abortions. 1 has had a baby and married 3 months later. Another has a stepfather who abuses her sexually. 2 have attempted suicide. And another admitted to me that she is gay. As for me, I have had an affair with a married man. We all drink liquor occasionally, but not to excess, and we have all smoked pot. Every person I have named is in the top 10% of the graduating class of more than 1,000 students. They are the last ones you would expect to be involved in the behavior I have described. If parents knew what their sons and daughters go through during adolescence, they would be able to communicate and deal with them better. Signed, your teenager.